So let us move into our program. This is a public hearing of the Joint Standing Committee on Environment and Natural Resources for the purpose of considering the nomination by the Governor of Ms. Melanie Loizom of Manchester for appointment to the Commissioner of the Department of Environmental Protection. The chair now recognizes Mrs. Melanie Loizom of Manchester for the purpose of making a statement concerning her nomination. Welcome, Ms. Loizom.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and distinguished members of the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. I'm Melanie Loizom, nominee for appointment by Governor Mills as Commissioner of the Department of Environmental Protection. It is an honor to appear before you today in this position, and I thank you for your consideration. You have my resume before you, and many of you are familiar with my work already. I have 2 decades of experience implementing environmental protection laws, mostly in Maine. I received a Bachelor of Science from the University of Maine, Orno, and a Master of Public Administration from the University of Colorado. I've worked for the environmental regulatory agencies of 2 states, Maine and Colorado, and in the private sector for 2 small businesses. As a health and safety consultant, I worked out of a construction trailer on brownfield redevelopment sites, monitoring confined spaces for utility installation crews, and I developed operating protocols for a family-owned Maine business to meet regulatory and certification standards. As a state compliance inspector, I measured odors from hog farms in Colorado. I do have a lot of great stories about that job. And I participated in more than 800 inspections of underground storage tank facilities in Maine, from the marina in Kennebunkport to the Circle K in Fort Kent. I've also served as the director of the Bureaus of Air Quality and Remediation and Waste Management, and as deputy commissioner of the DEP since 2016. It has been a privilege to work with the dedicated staff at DEP who commit their expertise and resourcefulness every day to protect Maine's environment. As you shared a personal bit about yourselves opening this 130th legislative session, it seems appropriate that I would offer you the same today. I spent my childhood in the southwest corner of Virginia and my teen years in the southwest corner of Connecticut. Yes, I'm sorry, I'm from away. My grandfather had a camp in Bridgeton, and I grew up hearing stories about Dad's summers on Highland Lake, the Bridgeton one. The University of Maine offered the variety of environmental science classes I was seeking, and the rest is my resume. I'm a wife, mother, and daughter. I'm an organic gardener, and I love to hike, boat, and cross-country ski. The Department of Environmental Protection plays an important role in protecting the natural resources that drive so much of Maine's economy. People choose to live in and to visit Maine so they can swim and fish in pristine lakes, hike, ski, and sled forested mountain corridors with clear views, and breathe clean air. But as citizens, we also want modern conveniences with low utility bills and property and income taxes that we can afford. These do not have to be trade-offs. It is our job to work together to achieve both for Maine citizens. We have a Maine brand to protect and to showcase. Maine is currently faced with a number of environmental challenges that DEP will need the support of the legislature to tackle. Our climate is changing, which is affecting land uses across the state. When we're not dealing with raging storms washing out beaches and piers, or flooded rivers inundating shoreline homes and businesses, we're in a drought. Wells go dry, and farmers need water from dwindling streams. DEP staff try to help Maine citizens with these situations every day. At the same time, we're discovering chemicals in our environment at levels that could threaten the health of Maine citizens. Per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS, have been found in private wells in many parts of our state, in soils used to grow crops, and in waste coming from our very own homes. You'll hear more about this later today, but there is a great deal of work we must all do to ensure Maine citizens can have confidence that their water is safe to drink and food safe to eat. These are some of our many challenges, but we have much to be proud of that we should not ignore. Maine has some of the cleanest surface waters in this country because of our stringent standards. We concern ourselves with air pollutants at concentrations that other states don't even measure. Our natural and working lands can provide habitat, carbon sequestration, and sustainable products. I understand the responsibilities assigned to the Department of Environmental Protection in the Maine revised statutes, and I would appreciate your support for my nomination by Governor Janet Mills to serve as its commissioner. Thank you for the opportunity to present this testimony today, and I'm happy to answer any questions.